弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们今年暑假主日信息的主题是一生的果效是由心发出。
The topic for this summer for us is that the heart okay, so
the heart is the wellspring.
The heart is the wellspring of life.
这是根据旧约箴言四章二十三节的一句话。
It is according to Psalm chapter 4, verse 23.
也许我们一同来念。
Let's read it together.
请。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。就算你对那段圣经不熟，光看这节经文的字句，也不难明白其中所讲的道理。
Even if you are not familiar with this verse, it's not hard to understand it.
一个人内在的心怀意念会影响他每天外在的言行。
The inner heart and mind of a person directly affects his or her daily life actions and words.
会影响他所做的许多决定。
Affect his decision making.
会影响他的人际关系，影响他的家庭生活。
Affect his social relationships and affect his family life.
会影响他的工作态度，影响他生活目标。
Affect his job attitude and affect his purpose for life.
会影响他的优先次序，影响他的时间分配。
Affecting his priority, affecting his time management.
最终来说会影响他这一生到底为什么而活。
Affecting his ultimate purpose for life.
所以圣经提醒我们要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
So the Bible reminds us to guard our heart above all else.
这几个月我们就在这个大的主题之下，每一个主日谈一方面跟心有关的实际问题。
So,In these several months under this topic, every Sunday we talk about something about heart.
今天读的提摩太前书第六章提到了知足的心。
First Timothy chapter 6, it talks about a heart of contentment.
我想我们大家都会同意，我们的心知不知足，的确会影响我们每天的生活。
I think we all agree that whether we are content or not directly affects our life.
前一阵子听人说，网络上现在流传几句话。
There's a popular poetry in the web these days.
那几句话是这样说的。
It reads like this.
完美的爱情只有在小说里才找得到。
A perfect romantic relationship exists only in a novel.
完美的婚姻只有出现在睡梦里。
A perfect marriage exists only in a dream.
完美的产品只有出现在广告里。
A perfect merchandise exists only in an ad.
而完美的人只有出现在追思礼拜的追悼文里面。
And a perfect person exists only in an obituary.
我想大家听了都会会心一笑，点头同意。
I think you'll smile and nod and agree with me.
虽然如此，我们还是常常明明知道应该知足，却不知足。
However, though we know that we should all be content, oftentimes we are not.
有的人是嫌自己的工作不够好。
Some people complain that his job is not as good.
车子不够新，房子不够大。
Car is not big enough. A car is not new enough. House is not big enough.
职位不够高，名声不够响。
Job status is not good enough. Popularity is not good enough.
还有的人是在其他不同的方面不满足。
Or being discontent in any other aspect of his life.
问题不是在于可不可以买新车，可不可以住大房子。
The problem does not lie in whether we can live in a big house or buy a new car.
也不是在于可不可以换工作。
And it's not about whether we can change a job.
问题是在于很多人得着了这些之后还是不满足。
The problem is that even after having all these, they are still not content.
六章九节十节谈到了贪财。
Chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 talk about the greed for money.
请注意，圣经并没有说钱财是万恶之根。
Note that the Bible does not say that money is the root of all evil.
万恶之根是什么？
What's the root of all evil?
是贪财。
It's the greed for money.
所以问题不是在于钱多钱少。
So the problem does not lie whether how much money we have.
不是说凡是钱越多的人就越有问题，然后没钱的人就没有问题。
Not that the more money you have, the more problem you have, and the less money you have, the that's problems you have.
问题是在贪心。
The problem lies in greed.
圣经特别举钱财做例子，因为那是世界上人最普遍贪爱的东西。
The Bible specifically talks about money because it's a commonly loved commodity in the world.
其实除了钱财之外，人还可能对不同的东西有贪心的问题。
Besides money, people can also be greedy for other things.
好，现在我请问大家，你贪不贪心？
Okay, let's ask, are you greedy?
承认自己贪心的人请举手。
If you are greedy, raise your hand.
那没举手的是不好意思呢，还是真的知道自己一点都不贪心？
So if you didn't raise your hand, are you really not greedy or just embarrassed to raise your hand?
那即使我们举手，我们真的平常觉得自己贪心吗？
Even though we raise our hand, do we really accept that we are greedy?
会不会我们会想，我的确是在有些方面有点不满足，但那算是贪心吗？
Or maybe we think, maybe we're just a little discontent in some little things, but can it really be called greed?
贪心和不知足一样吗？
Is greed and discontentment the same thing?
我们在刚刚讲的那些事情上不满足，就是贪心吗？
If we are discontent with what we have, is it really called greedy?
那不知足和贪心之间的关系是什么？
What's the relationship between discontentment and greed?
啊，请大家看这张照片。
Let's look at this picture.
请问那里面那个小小黑黑的东西是什么？
What are those little things?
蝌蚪啊。
It's tadpole.
那那个大大长得很丑的东西是什么？
What's the big old thing there?
青蛙呀、啊、蟾蜍啊、蛤蟆啊
The frog or a toad, you call it.
他们之间的关系是什么？
What's their relationship?
不知足的心就好像蝌蚪一样。
A heart of discontentment is like a tadpole.
贪心就像青蛙。
Greed is like a frog.
我们觉得贪心很丑陋，像癞蛤蟆一样。
We think greed is ugly as a toad.
但是不知足的心就像蝌蚪。
But the heart of discontentment is like a tadpole.
它长呀长了，就一定会变成癞蛤蟆。
When it grows big, it will become like a frog and toad.
所以不要以为现在还没有变到像癞蛤蟆这么丑，就以为没有问题。
Don't think that there's no problem as long as we are not as ugly as a toad or frog.
如果我们心里今天已经有很多小蝌蚪，将来一定会长出一窝癞蛤蟆。
If we have many tadpoles in our heart today, eventually it will become a pack of frogs.
所以我们里面如果有不知足的心，不可轻看，这个问题需要对付。
So if we have a heart of discontentment, we should fix it as early as possible.
那不知足的心是怎么产生的呢？
How does the heart of discontentment come about?
第六章六到八节提供了一些线索。
Chapter 6, verse 6 to 8 gives us some clues.
我们先看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7 for now.
圣经说我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
这个事实其实每个人都知道，为什么圣经还要特别提醒我们呢？
So everyone knows this truth. Why does the Bible still say about it?
因为太多的人真的就好像忘掉这个事实一样。
Because too many people have forgotten about this.
我们时时刻刻挂在心上都是那些生不带来死不带去的东西。
We often care too much about those things we didn't take with us and cannot take away when we die.
人会如此在乎这些短暂的事情，是因为我们缺乏长远的眼光。
Caring so much for this thing is because we lack an eyesight for eternity.
我们再看第八节。
Let's look again at verse 8.
圣经说有衣有食就当知足。
But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
人之所以不知足，是因为不懂得感恩。
Because we're not thanksgiving, we are discontent.
我们当中很多做父母的可能有这样的经验。
If you're a parent, you might have this experience.
你的孩子跟你抱怨说他缺这个少那个。
Your kid complains about you that she doesn't have this or that.
也可能是 he 哈，闹了半天，你发现问题的症结所在是他对于现在已经拥有的缺少了感恩的心。
But after a while, you realize that the problem lies in the fact that your child is not thanksgiving.
人如果不觉得能够得到现在所拥有的东西是一个恩典的话，他就不会珍惜。
If people are not thankful for what they have, right now, they will not cherish what they have.
他如果没有感恩的心，他就不会知足。
If they don't have a heart of thanksgiving, they will feel discontent.
现在我们再回头看第六节。
Let's look back to verse 6.
圣经说，敬虔加上知足的心便是大利。
But godliness with thanksgiving, with contentment is great gain.
这边圣经讲出不知足最根本的问题所在。
This verse talks about the basic problem of not being content.
就是缺少对神的敬畏。
It is because we lack a godliness or devoutness for God.
当人不认识神，或者是说不懂得敬畏神的时候，很自然就不会用长远的眼光来看事情。
When we don't know God or when we are not devout to God, we will not look at things with an eternity spectacle.
他在生活当中就很容易计较在乎那些短暂的东西。
He will care too much about transient matters.
他就会常常为那些事情感到不知足。
He will often feel discontent with those.
同样的，一个人如果不认识神或者是不敬畏神，他不会看见每天的生活当中处处都是神的恩典。
For the same reason, if someone does not know God or is not devout, he will not see how much he has in life from God.
既没有感恩的心，就很容易不知足。
Without thanksgiving heart, it's easy to feel discontent.
实际上讲得更直接一点。
To put it even more bluntly,
不知足的人是在该知足的事上不知足，却在不该自满的事情上过于自满。
A discontent person is often discontent about things that he should be content about and self-satisfied at things that he shouldn't be self-satisfied about.
为什么会这样说?
Why do I say that?
你想看看。
Think about this.
人之所以不知足，是因为觉得以自己的条件应该可以得到更多更好的。
The reason for feeling discontent is that because we think we deserve better.
这样的人内心中常常是自满自傲的。
This type of person is full with self-complacency and pride.
不管在别人面前是表现得怎么样谦卑，心中是自满自傲的。
No matter how humble he appears in front of other people, his heart is full of pride and complacency.
他站在神的面前也带着一个自满的态度。
In front of God, he still has this heart of self-satisfaction.
所以内在有一些根本的问题。
So there is some fundamental problem in his internal heart.
很多年前我有一次开车带一群人去一个地方。
Many years ago, I was driving with many people.
那路上大家就闲聊，聊得很开心。
So we were chatting in the car.
那时候有一位在康奈尔读本科的女学生，就在路上跟我们数算了很多让她很不快乐的事情。
A female undergrad student at that time complained to us about many things in her life.
虽然她跟大家聊天也是嘻嘻哈哈的，我听得出来这些事情让她耿耿于怀。
Although we were happy chatting, I could sense that she had many worries.
让她天天都活得很不快乐。
That made her unhappy every day.
后来半路停下来吃晚饭的时候，我就跟她说，我讲个故事给你听好不好？
As we were having dinner that night, I told her, can I tell you a story?
她说好啊，我最喜欢听故事了。
Yeah, please, I love stories.
所以我就跟她讲了这个故事。
So I told her this story.
有一天有一个老祖父在睡觉的时候
An old man was sleeping one day.
他的几个小孙子很调皮
His mischievous grandkids were very bad.
他们偷偷的把味道又浓又臭的 blue cheese 抹了一些在老祖父的鼻头上
The kids smeared some smelly blue cheese on the tip of the old man's nose.
老祖父睡了一下就被臭醒了
After a while, the old man woke up because of the meow odor.
他就想说什么都这么臭啊
What's so smelly?
他就拿起桌上一个盘子闻闻，哎呀，这盘子好臭。
So he took a dish from the table and sniffed it. So smelly.
把盘子拿开了，哎，还是有臭味啊。
Putting the dish aside, it still smelled bad.
再拿起杯子闻闻，哎呀，这杯子也好臭。
Sniffing the cup, cup still smells bad.
然后无论他拿起来什么东西闻，都觉得东西好臭。
Anything he picked up, it smelled bad.
这样他就大叫，他整个屋子都好臭。
So he of the entire house smelled odorous.
他就开了门走到屋子外面去。
So he walked to the outside.
到了屋外才深呼吸一口，他说：“哎呦，全世界都好臭。”
After inhaling in the outside, he says, "Oh, the whole world is smelly."
我才一讲完这个故事，那女学生就笑了。
So right after I finished, the female student laughed.
他说谢谢你讲故事给我听。
Thank you for this story.
他说我知道我的问题在哪里了。
I know what my problem is.
因为女学生很聪明，而且态度也很好，所以一点就通。
That female student is very smart, so she understands it right off the bat.
我们呢也是一点就通吗
？Can we understand it right off the bat?
如果不通的话，就会继续过同样的生活。
If not, we will continue to live the same way.
我们会以为很多问题是在外面的。
We will think that the problems are in the outside.
所以我们就拼命努力的要解决这个，解决那个。
So we try hard to fix things in the outside.
忙了半天，问题还在，还是不知足。
But after much exhaustion, the problem still wouldn't be solved.
问题不在外面。
The problem is not in the outside.
是在你自己。
But in your heart.
你缺少长远永恒的眼光。
You lack an eyesight for providence and eternity.
缺少感恩的心。
You lack a thanksgiving heart.
缺少对神的敬畏。
You lack a devoutness to God.
等他把这个自身的问题解决了，就会好像把那个 blue tree 从鼻头上抹掉了一样。
Only after you remove this problem from within, it will be like removing the blue tree from your nose.
整个周围的环境都会变得芬芳清新。
Your surrounding will be refreshing and fragrant.
就带给你心灵说不出来的快乐和满足。
You will have unutterable joy and happiness.
刚刚问大家说贪心的请举手，我们教会的这个反应是非常的热烈。
So many people raise their hands when asked being greedy or not.
这非常的难得。
This is very, very good.
如果说很直接问平常的话，已经很少人举手了。
Usually nobody would raise their hand.
因为多少人多数的人不知道自己贪心。
Because many people don't even know they are greedy.
或者是不觉得自己贪心的程度很严重。
Or they feel that they are greedy but not very, to a very serious extent.
我大学的时候本科是学海洋运输工程与管理。
As an undergrad, I studied, marine transportation, engineering and management.
让我给大家看几张船的图片。
Let me show you a couple of pictures.
大家有没有注意到这里面的每一艘船，不论是货轮、客轮、渔船，船身外面比较低的地方都漆了不一样的颜色。
Do you see that all these ships that I show you, are colored differently towards the bottom of the ship body?
大家知不知道那是为什么
？Do you know why?
嗯？防锈。防锈。有没有其他答案
？Anti-rust. Anybody else?
好，在下一张图片可能看得比较清楚。
Let's look at the next picture.
现在的船只都需要照规定雕刻出载重线，或者俗称的吃水线。
Modern ships, by policy, must paint this thing we call load line or water line.
船身比较低的部分漆不同的颜色，通常是红色。
The bottom of the ship is painted red, usually.
但那个两个颜色交界的那条线那个地方就叫做最高载重线。
Where the two distinct colors are adjacent, it's called the load limit line.
如果说红色的部分还看得见，就代表这个船只还没有超过最高载重线。
As long as we can see the red, it means that the ship is not overloaded.
那样才可以安全的行船。
It means that the ship can safely be sailed in the ocean.
但是如果船身现在水里很深，红色的部分完全看不到了，就代表船只已经超载。
But if the ship is sufficiently loaded that we cannot see the red, then the ship is overloaded.
那样在海上航行出事的风险会很高。
This will make it very risky to sail in the ocean.
在1875年之前没有这些规定。
Before 1875, there is no such policy.
很多船只都经常严重的超载。
Many ships were seriously overloaded at that time.
那时候光在英国每年都会有几百位甚至上千位的水手因为船只超载沉船而丧命。
Every year in England, Just in England, thousands of sailors would die because of ship overloading.
船主们只在乎赚钱。
The ship owner only cares about making money.
他们常常冒险超载。
They oftentimes overload their ships.
最糟的是那时候保险的制度有漏洞。
What's worse, the insurance policy that time was not complete.
有的时候船沉了，船主拿到的保险赔偿金额利润还更高。
Sometimes when the ship sinks,The insurance payment is even more than the profit they would make.
在1873年英格兰沉没的船只高达411艘。
Just in 1873, there were as many as 411 ships that sank.
很多的水手都葬身海底。
Many sailors died.
更糟的是不管船只有多危险，水手一旦签约出海就不能反悔。
What's worse, if you have signed the contract, you cannot regret to go offshore, no matter how dangerous the ship is.
要不然就违法犯罪。
Otherwise, it's illegal.
结果那时候在监牢里面，每三位犯人就有一位是水手。
In that time, every three prisoners, there is one salesperson.
因为他们知道上的是棺材船，他们不肯上船就被关押。
They were prisonized because they knew that they were going on a ship that's risky and they wouldn't want to board the ship.
那种船就被叫做棺材船。
Those kind of ships are called coffin ships for obvious reasons.
后来有一位叫做 Samuel Plimsoll 的人站出来伸张公义。
So there's this guy called Samuel Plimsoll.
他经过14年锲而不舍的奋斗努力，才让英国国会正式的立法。
After his 14 years of hard working, the English Parliament finally established about ship safety policy.
一开始国会还很妥协啊。
In the beginning, the Parliament was making compromises.
本来是让船主自己来画这个线。
And he made the ship owners draw this line himself.
那就根本没用。
And this is totally useless.
所以这个 Samuel Plimsoll 是花了14年的努力。
This Samuel Plimsoll actually spent 14 years of hard work.
最后才定出公定的明确标准。
To establish a standardized load limit line.
今天载重线的规定成为全世界通行的国际标准。
Today the policy of load limit line is standardized worldwide.
好，为什么我要讲这些？
Why do I say this?
不知道你有没有想过，我们的人生也需要有载重线的约束。
Did you realize that we also should have a limit, load limit line in our life?
在我们今天所处的环境当中，有很多的期望和要求时时加在我们身上。
We are often met with overloaded expectations in these days.
而我们自己内心也有很多我们想要得的。
Even in our heart, we seek too many things.
如果没有载重线的观念，我们很容易就落入陷阱，去过超载的生活。
Without the concept of a load limit line, we will oftentimes overload our heart.
超载当然是很不好的。
Of course, overloading is bad.
就算没有马上翻船，也是在造成亏损。
Even if the ship doesn't sink immediately, it's building up damages to the ship.
所以你每天工作时间过长是超载。
If you overwork every day,
损害你的健康，让你容易腰酸背痛。
Damaging your health and your back.
每天用脑过多是超载
，overusing your brain daily is overload，
让你精神衰弱，常常头痛
，making you weak and headache，
常常该睡觉不睡觉是超载
，sleeping lack of sleep is overload，
睡眠不足的人不可能有好的健康
，because lack of sleep won't give you good health，
所以无论是身体或者心灵都不应该超载
，for this reason both our body and our heart should not be overloaded，
你怎么知道你超载
？How do you know whether you are overloaded？
虽然在六章九到十节讲的主要是贪财方面的问题
，Even though verse 9 and 10 mainly talks about money，
这些问题也同样表现在生活超载的人身上。
These problems also reflected in those people who are overloaded。
在这边我只提三方面
，I only raise three points in it here。
第九节说那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑。落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
In verse 9, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge man into ruin and destruction.
不知足和贪心产生的一大影响就是带给人捆绑。
Discontentment and greed trap people.
一样东西变成让你是非要不可。
Making something an absolute need.
你觉得没有选择。
You feel no choice but to have that something.
请注意圣经在这边用了陷落和沉这几个字。
Pay attention that the Bible uses the words fall and plunge.
这说明了虽然你心里想说啊我这样子越得越多实际上结果是让你沉下去。
This shows that the more you want, the more likely you will fall.
就跟超载的船一样，超过了最高载重限。
Just like an overloaded ship, it overloads up to its load limit line.
你装的越多，就让你更深陷入沉船的危险。
This ship is more likely to sink.
你像掉进去，掉到一个网罗里面出不来。
For you, you're like someone falling into a trap. You cannot come out.
你觉得生活没有别的选择，就只能这样？真的是这样吗？
You feel no choice in life but this, but is this really this?
所以如果你为着想要一样东西而感到受捆绑，那多半是一个信号。
So if you want something so bad that you feel you're trapped, this is often a sign.
你已经超过了最高载重限。
You have already surpassed your low limit line.
第二，第十节说，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道。
Second, verse 10 says, some people eager for money have wandered away from faith.
贪心产生的第二个表现就是没有信心去照着圣经的真理而行。
What greed engenders is a lack of synchronization with God's faith.
举一些实际的事情做例子。
Let's give some examples.
圣经教导我们要爱我们的配偶。
Bible tells us to love our spouse.
要花时间好好关心来养育自己的孩子。
To spend time to raise our kids.
这些道理不需要是基督徒，非基督徒都懂的。
Even non-Christians know about these.
但是不知足的心会驱使人，明明知道这些道理，却把这些道理摆在一边。
But a discontent heart will make people knowing this fact but not doing these facts.
就跟贪心的船主一样。
Just like those greedy ship owners.
明明知道船只超载会让水手们有丧命的危险，却依然选择牺牲水手和水手家庭的利益。
Knowing that an overloading ship will kill all the sailors, the ship owners still do that.
今天不知足的心也驱使很多人一而再再而三牺牲自己配偶，牺牲自己的儿女。
Even today, a heart of discontentment often makes people sacrifice their spouses and their kids.
对基督徒来说，我们明明知道与神的关系是很重要的。
As a Christian, we know that it is important to develop a relationship with God.
也知道，除非我们拿出时间来有好的灵修祷告，固定和弟兄姐妹在一起聚会、一起服侍，我们的灵命不会有好的成长。
We also know that unless we fellowship together and spend time with God, our spiritual life will not grow.
但是不知足的心驱使很多基督徒把这些清楚的道理摆在一边。
But the heart of discontentment often makes us Christians put aside his back and do something else.
所以如果我们发现我们自己总是说，哎呀，没有时间，总是没有信心照着圣经的教导去行。
So if we find ourselves a lack of faith or lack of time,
那也是一个清楚的记号。
Then it is a sign.
一个不知足的心已经让你超过了最高载重限。
A discontent heart has already overloaded your heart.
第三，第十节说，贪恋钱财的人会用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
The third point, verse 10, pierced by some people eager for money.Pierce themselves with many griefs.
所以贪心产生的第三个表现就是会有很多的愁苦。
The third fact that grief generates is grief.
一个人如果老是觉得说，哎呀，我这个一定要得到，这还没得到，或者得的还不够多，怎么会不愁？
If you're always thinking about what you still don't have, you will be grieved.
这边讲的还不是一点点的忧愁哦。
Here it's not talking about a little worry.
是愁苦
but grief.
原文里面是很疼痛的痛苦，是会像刀一样刺透人的。
In the original text, it means an excruciating pain like a pierced flesh.
好几次都有人来问我说，哎，我们可不可以买股票？
Many people came to ask me, can I buy us stocks?
我都会说圣经没有反对我们买股票。
So I always say,The Bible does not prohibit us from investing in stocks.
但是我要给一个很实际的建议。
But I must give you a practical suggestion.
你所选择的投资方式要让你心情放得开才可以。
Your investment vehicle must be one that you can relax with.
如果你因为买股票每天的心情跟着那边上上下下，每次股票跌了连续跌几天，就让你愁苦得不得了，那最好还是不要买。
if your investment vehicle makes you uptight all day long whenever it drops, you should not buy it.
我这样讲是因为我亲眼见过我身旁几个实例。
I say it because I have seen this in my real life.
一些朋友因为受这些投资的事情影响，后来连一般的生活作息都没有办法正常。
They are because of these investment strategies. They can't even do their basic living.
除了钱财之外，还有一些事情是很容易带给我们这些背景的人不少愁苦的。
Besides money, many things also bring upon us griefs.
特别是我们在这些大学城的人。
Especially in this college town.
无论是什么，如果有一样东西常常带给你愁苦，你需要想一想。
No matter what, if this something often brings you grief, you should stop and think.
会不会那是一个信号，在告诉你说有一个不知足的心已经让你超过了最高载重线？
To think whether this is a sign that you have surpassed your load limit line.
好，如果贪心的后果是带来捆绑、远离真道和愁苦。
Okay, if the results of greed is trapped.Walking away from faith and grief.
那么知足的心会带来几方面的祝福。
Then there are some things that a contentment, the heart of contentment will bring about.
不是捆绑，而是释放的自由。
Not trapped, but the freedom from being set free.
不是远离真道，而是在真道上不断的成长。
Not far away from the faith, but closeness to the faith and grow spiritually.
不是愁苦，而是喜乐和平安。
Not grief, but joy and peacefulness.
难道那样的祝福不是我们所羡慕，而且是值得我们追求的吗？
Isn't that kind of a blessing not what we seek and what we earn?
圣经箴言十章二十二节说，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
Psalm chapter 10 verse 22 says, The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no worries to it.
解决贪心的问题不是在于压抑控制自己的贪心。
To solve the problem of greed is not about suppressing ourselves.
而是在于带着信靠的心来更多的追求神。
But to trust God with a trusting heart.
就像提摩太前书六章六节所说的，敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了。
Just like 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.But godliness with contentment is great gain.
好，让我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing, I'd rather have Jesus.
倒退一个背景吧。好的。我们先唱第一节。
我的愿有耶稣神的金钱，我的受耶稣神的财富无边，我的愿有耶稣神的话语，愿主平安守引导我前途，胜过多艰难，虽不知欢畅，却忍受罪恶捆绑。我的愿有耶稣生的世界荣华。
好，这首歌我们很熟。
好、we are familiar with this hymn.
但是我觉得这个歌词实在是值得我们细细的来思想。
But I think we need to spend time to think about, cogitate over the lyrics.
所以我们等一下请弟兄唱第一节。
Let's have the brother sing verse one.
然后请姐妹看着歌词细细的思想。
And have the sisters just look at the stanza and just think about it.
这首歌唱起来很美。
This song is beautifully sung.
如果说这是我们真诚的祷告的话，就更美。
If this is our true prayer, then this is even more beautiful.
如果它后来真的成为我们生活的实际，那就更美。
If this even becomes our part of our life, then this is even more beautiful.
所以第一节弟兄唱，姐妹思想。
So let's have our brothers think first anthem and the sisters think.
第二节姐妹唱，弟兄思想。
And reverse for the second stanza.
第三节我们一同唱。
And then we sing together for the third stanza.
好，弟兄第一节。
我一个有耶稣神的金钱，我一属耶稣神的财富不变，我一个有耶稣神的话语，愿主的恩手引导我前途，胜过所君王，随同至万邦，全能守罪恶捆绑。我里面有耶稣神的世界，荣华富贵神王。
这是个姐妹，第二姐姐妹，
四个姐妹。
身上的带领
，Lord, we thank for your guidance in our life.
谢谢你在历史历代让很多信靠你的人经历到你的信实宝贵。
Thank you for letting people who love you to experience you in all human history.
谢谢你引导人写出这首诗歌。
Thank you for lead people to write out these lyrics.
谢谢你让他们在生活当中亲身经历到你的丰盛。
Thank you for making these people really experience your abundance in your lives.
然后把他的体会写成这首歌。
And to write down their feelings in these beautiful lyrics.
所以我们羡慕这样的生命。
Lord, we yearn for this kind of life.
所以求你加添我们信心。
Lord, give to our faith.
让我们啊、凭着信心更多的追求主。
So that by faith we can pursue you even more.
来过敬虔的生活。
To lead a life of devoutness.
所以让我们心中更多的有主的时候，我们就啊、知足的心就加添了。
Because Lord, as we have more of you in our heart, our heart of contentment will be even more fulfilled.
世界上的一些短暂的事物就对我们越来越没有吸引力。
And we will be less attracted to the transient matters in this world.
我们就更坚定地来奔跑天路。
So that we will keep our purpose from of pursuing your as a goal.
而且越奔跑，心中越踏实。
And the more we pursue, the more down to earth we will feel.
而且是更加的喜乐。
And even more joyfulness.
其实我们当中有一些人现在还是慕道。
We still have unbelievers among us.
所以我们也祷告恳求你将这样的信心赏赐给他们。
Father, we also ask that you give such a faith in their hearts.
让他们早早与我们同来做神的儿女。
So that they may soon be children of God with us.
也让我们每一位属神的儿女都在信心上天天的增长。
Also, so that we as children of yours can grow every day in you.
愿意透过信心看到耶稣基督的荣美，一天比一天更多彰显在我们的身上。
So that by faith we see the beauty of Jesus Christ manifested in us day by day.
听我们谦卑的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.